Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest representing the MSU Alumni Association. Very familiar name to a lot of you, Tim Bogracus, who played basketball for the Spartans from 2001 to 2005, part of that Final Four team. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Jack?
Just fine. I guess it's kind of redundant to say part of a Final Four team because everyone who has completed their eligibility with Tom Izzo is part of a Final Four team.
Exactly. It's just, you know, you put it right on your resume when you graduate.
Well, a lot of Michigan State fans very excited this time of year and not used to having a football team that has one loss here in mid-November and a basketball team ranked number two in the country. How does that make your job more exciting or more complicated with the Alumni Association?
Well, it makes it a lot more exciting because we have a lot of events we can plan around athletic trips and bowl game trips and this Maui trip that's coming up. And you know, all of our alums are excited when we have a good football team and good basketball programs.
Now, you are leaving in the morning, correct, for Maui?
Yeah, I'll leave 8:30 tomorrow morning.
All right. And how many people from Michigan State will be going over?
I don't know a total number. I know with our alumni tour, we have about 60 people that are making the trip tomorrow over to the island.
Well, I can tell you, having been there a few times, the Lahaina Civic Center only seats 2,500. And I've seen a lot of high school gyms that are bigger, but it can make an awful lot of noise. And it just so happens that the University of Kentucky is in the field. And they travel with a small army, so prepare to see a lot of blue there.
I've seen a lot of blue before from Kentucky, so I don't think I'll be too afraid of it this time either.
You know, I would think that Kentucky fans are going to feel pretty confident until they know Bogracus is in the house.
I'm pretty confident none of them will recognize me. So.
You know, maybe we should have some kind of announcement or let you go out there and just hit that shot, you know, during warm-ups again to beat the Wildcats in Rupp Arena. What do you think about that?
You know what? I don't want that kind of pressure out there in Maui, Jack. I'm there to relax, enjoy the time with our alums.
All right. What about a bowl trip? And how do people become involved with that, Tim?
Well, if they want more information about any of the bowl trips, MSUSportsTours.com. And the Alumni Association is the only part of the university that's going to run an official bowl tour. So regardless of what bowl we go to, there will be an official tour leaving from Lansing, going to the bowl with all kind of activities and planned wherever the bowl is.
I talked to Scott Westerman about going to Hawaii, and he said, no, Bogracus is going. And I talked to Lori Robison, and she said, no, Bogracus is going. Are you in charge of all the fun things?
I guess. You know, when Scott asked me, he kind of asked me matter-of-factly if I wanted to go to Maui on the trip, and it shocked me a little bit, so I said yes as quickly as possible before he changed his mind.
Well, you've had a chance to play professional basketball, in Greece and Finland?
Yes.
Okay. And you played there the last, was it 2007?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
2007, okay. While you were playing pro basketball overseas, did you ever think that you'd be back at the Alumni Association?
You know, I didn't know where I'd be. I knew I wanted to get back to the university in some capacity if I could. I didn't know where that would be, what office it would be, but I'm very happy to be still on campus and working for Michigan State.
You've seen a glorious decade of Michigan State basketball, and you've seen a lot of other things happen on campus. What's the biggest difference from the day you set foot at Michigan State University as a freshman to what you see today?
In the campus?
In the campus, in the climate, in the culture.
You know, I think, you know, I've seen our football program kind of go through different phases, and it's at the point now where, you know, we're on a national scale and we have the leadership in place and everybody's on the same page working to forward not only the athletic program but the university as a whole, you know, and that comes with a lot of satisfaction for most of our alums to see that happening. We've been waiting a long time for it.
You know, you're a pretty gregarious guy and a big personality. Did you ever think of being in a play and then going and playing a nationally televised game a couple hours later the way Delvon did?
No, you know, I think I'd be a little too nervous to go out and perform in a play prior to a game or any time. That kid's he's got talent. I mean, he might be the next Denzel Washington.
Yeah, and he was talking about Greg Jones, of course, a standout linebacker, and he wants to be a movie director, so those guys are going to talk and maybe get something going.
Oh, yeah, I could see those two on set somewhere together. You know, I think people would do whatever they told them to do if those two were running a movie together. They'd probably be the biggest directors in the industry.
Tim Bogracus, our guest, representing the MSU Alumni Association, best known for his basketball career at MSU, but he was also an outstanding football player. And people who saw you play say your best sport was probably baseball at Flint Central. Is that true?
I've had some people tell me that same thing. I don't know. It's, you know, who knows what your best sport really is. It's statistically speaking, it probably was. But, you know, who knows? It's hard to say. I was very fortunate. I had a good career in both basketball and baseball in high school.
Tim, you were a childhood survivor of leukemia. We talked about this. This has been documented many times. Can you talk about dealing with adversity at that age and how that prepared you for anything you would see on the field of competition?
Yeah, I mean, it really, you know, looking back on it, it really puts things in perspective, you know, as to what's really important and watching it really affect my family. And I think I was so young, you know, I didn't really know how to, it didn't really bother me too much, but, you know, you learn just to deal with bad situations and, you know, put a positive face on and just keep moving forward and, you know, trying to keep fighting and keep getting better.
At what age did you know that you had that licked and that you were going to go on and be able to play to your full potential in sports?
Well, I think I was 6 when I knew I was going to be a superstar, Jack.
Well, that,
six and a half was about the time I figured out I'd start dominating things.
That's when you could beat your dad out on the driveway, right?
No, I couldn't beat him for a long time. He cheated for the longest time whenever I played him. He'd still, you know, he always hit me with elbows and he hooked and he fouled me. But, you know, I got him now. At this point, there's no turning back.
You know, I was in school with your dad, and he was actually a couple years ahead of me. He was a captain of the Michigan State basketball team his senior year. And I think that, you know, he'll probably tell you he never missed a shot or fouled anyone while he was a Spartan.
No, he likes to tell me how good he is all the time. And you know, unfortunately, I have people who have seen him play who also back up that fact that he was a pretty good player. And, you know, I'm proud to follow in his footsteps and carry on the Bogracus name at Michigan State. He did a lot of good things here when he was playing basketball and baseball.
Well, it's a perfect name to be a Spartan, Bogracus. And, Tim, thanks for joining us, and I guess we'll see you out at Maui.
Are you going?
I'm leaving Sunday morning.
I'll see you there, my friend.
You'll beat me by a day. We'll see you there.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Nicole Sclafani, general manager of LCC-TV, Lansing Lowdown. We'll get her take on Silver Bells 2010 from the parade route. Should have just begun. We'll be back in just a moment. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.